Hey folks, it's Doc from DLC. We're back on the audio. After an enjoyable and extended summer break, we're back in the markets, looking for the next real big mover on the small cap markets. I think a company I'm going to talk about today, which might grab a few by surprise, is a company called Union Jack Oil, EPIC, UJO. The company today have announced that they've raised £2 million at spot 30. One of the interesting factors is that the placing was oversubscribed somewhat. A lot of positions have been scaled back. So this is a company that until recently hasn't been particularly liquid. So for them to be able to raise 2 million quid, it seems to be that there's a renewed interest in the company. And I think this is off the back of an interesting announcement from the company from their SL1 asset, which has been announced as a discovery. There is some flow testing to take place and some further work before you get that kind of crystallized confirmation of commerciality. I think that's due to take place in the next month. And you've also got a company now that are quite cash rich with a small market cap and a fair bit under the stewardship of the CEO. You've got to start to question, what that money will be used for. And I draw your attention to the website. The company goes on to talk about its assets in the East Midland Basin and various other things. But the interesting sentence for me is that the business are in ongoing discussions with multiple companies on multiple assets. So for me, they've raised some cash, there's a renewed interest, they've got a discovery under the belt. All of the indicators are pointing towards further acquisitions. If the broker's to be believed, and many of you guys know my opinion on brokers, often they're wrong. We see many companies, broker houses, advising investors to sell when institutions are buying. So, forgive me for being something of a cynic. However, you look at SP Angel's coverage, and they give it a buy with a rating of 0.70. The NPV is at 0.70. And if the business are able to introduce further assets under management, then you'll start to see that number grow. That should then therefore protect and limit any downside. I think, at the placing price, there's very few, if anybody, who's able to profiteer at that level, which again is another important factor as to why I believe it's a buy. The market's reaction to fundraisers are very rarely warm, but nonetheless, I see it as an opportunity to buy into any weakness at Union Jack Oil moving forward. We're aware that the climate of UK onshore seems to be warming up. I tipped UK oil and gas at 0.35. A bunch of guys thought it was a nutter back then. But when it's trading at 3-4 times or even 5 times, it's multiple. It kind of puts to bed any concerns over whether there's any real value there. Union Jack Oil, I believe, on that basis is massively undervalued at the current level. I probably agree with the broker in some respects that the stock should and could be trading at 150 to 200% premium from the current level. The business IPO'd at 0.25. There were some warrants attached at 0.30. But again, the fundraising at 0.30 rules out really anybody being able to, sell their stock onto you and profiteer from it. So it's an early mover. It's an early call. The business is in its infancy. It's very early days. I think they're ahead of some of the other UK onshore businesses in regards to they've already done the drilling. They've already announced that they've got a discovery, and it's just a case of commerciality and crystallising the value to the businesses associated. There's also a firm indication that there's acquisitions taking place. if you go to the Union Jack Oil website, you'll see that that's an open statement already. There's renewed liquidity, and there's significant interest from the city to take up the fundraise. I'm led to believe that the company initially were looking for a little less, but it was so oversubscribed that they've taken a little more and still managed to scale back quite significantly. Couple all of this together, and you've got a pretty broad overview of to why Union Jack Oil looks to be a buy at the current share price. I'd probably be targeting 0.6 as the initial move, and then we'll see what the company starts to do. They've got some interims out. I don't believe they're gonna be a shocker. They should be in line with expectation, if not exceed a little. And as I say, you've got acquisitions and you've got news of the discovery, forthcoming in a matter of weeks rather than months. So, it's all to play for. It's a big shout and it's an early call. But take a look at Union Jack Oil.